It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministry here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation, and I hope you're enjoying this. We're about at the 17th chapter now. This immoral woman and the beast. And I'd like to... Oh, let me get my big... All right, let's... read a little bit in the 17th chapter, and let's go over it, what he's saying for us today, because this book is just as alive today as it was when John wrote it, so, and perhaps more alive today. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I shall show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters with whom the kings of the earth submitted acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality. And he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious jewels and stones and pearls, having her hand and in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and of unclean things of her immorality. And upon her forehead a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." Many false religions, false teachers, false And as I've mentioned before, Islam is one of them. And many others have committed spiritual fornication. And there's many of them. Goes along with this Babylon, the great. The one of the seven angels, it says here, holding the seven bowls. And he said, "Come here and I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot who lives on many waters," or many, many countries, many nations. And look how Islam has corrupted and actually infected so many nations nowadays. It has infected Britain to the point of almost taking it over. And I noticed Prince Harry and King, the king, so-called king, are subscribing to Islam. King Harry, or Prince Harry, and the king, they're both almost part of it. Corrupted themselves to the point where it just doesn't make any sense anymore. And I can't believe how King Charles has submitted himself to Islam to the point where he's given Easter messages in Islam, Islamic churches, mosques. This man has fell to the point where I don't know if he can come back again. And Prince Harry giving himself over to Islam. It's time to abolish the monarchy. I think it's wasted enough money and time and things that I don't know if Britain can come back from this before the great judgment and the rapture of the church. I just don't know. Australian police forcefully had to chase away Muslims who occupied a street in Sydney to pray to Allah. The streets are not personal mosques. They're the public should be driving on their cars on the streets. These These people have to be removed forcibly, and they have worn out their welcome, and now it's time to ban the mosques, because they're nothing more than hate groups that are, all they're interested in is destroying Christianity and destroying the peace of God here in this country. Now we read that the kings have had spiritual fornication with Babylon, with the great whore. And the inhabitants of the earth became drunk on the wine of her harlotry. You know, it's just like they, Islamic corruption and infection has made a lot of people drunk with this heresy, with this false teaching, and it's carried me away in the spirit to a deserted place where I saw a woman seated on a scarlet beast, was covered with blasphemies, names. You know, they blaspheme Christ. The name of God is Christ, Jesus Christ, and they blaspheme him. They hate Christ. They hate Jesus. If they hate our Jesus, what are we doing allowing them to come into our country and corrupt with mosques and corrupting with their teachings? This is absurdity at the worst end. And seven heads, seven nations, or seven world empires that they've been in, and ten horns. Ten horns representing the ten, the completion of the countries that give themselves over to the Antichrist system. The woman was wearing purple and scarlet. You know, they're always adorned with such, you know, clothes, precious stones, pearls, abominable sordid deeds of her harlotry. On her forehead was written a name which is a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk on the blood of the holy ones. See, they kill the who kills the holy ones? Who are the ones that slaughter Christians? Islam. You think I'm just kidding you, or I'm just making up a story. Islam has killed more Christians and murdered and slaughtered Christians in every country on the earth that they've infected. I saw that the woman was drunk on the blood of the holy ones. There you go. The blood of the witnesses to Jesus Christ. And this beast of harlot, when I saw her, I was greatly amazed. The angels said to me, "Why are you amazed? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her." The beast that carries her, you know who that is? The beast. There is a mark of the beast. The beast is carrying her. The beast is the Antichrist system that has taken over the world. The Antichrist belief system, the Antichrist system of disorder and harlotry, fornication, spiritual fornication, abortion, transgender, gay lifestyle, climate change. All of these are attributes of the beast, the Antichrist system that has taken in this false religion of Islam and other religions as well, but Islam is the major part of it. But they have taken in this so-called religion of peace, but it is a religion of slaughtering Christians and martyring Christians, martyring the church, the true church of Christ. When I saw her, I was greatly amazed. Why are you amazed? I'll explain to you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her. That beast is the conglomeration of people making up the Antichrist system. You know, everybody thinks it's one man. It's not. Not that I can see. If it is, then I'll be surprised. But the beast with the seven heads, inclusive of seven complete world ruling empires, this beast is made up of. So it's a lot of people, folks. It's not just one man. And the ten horns. The ten horns, the ten countries that are going to submit themselves to the beast, the Antichrist system. The beast that you saw existed once, but now exists no longer. It will come from the abyss and is headed up for destruction. The inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world shall be amazed when they see the beast. The beast is one big conglomeration of people making up the body of the devil, the body of Satan. As there is a body of Christ, there's a body of Christ. No one person is going to be Christ except Christ. And the body of Satan is made up of many, many, many people making up his body, being completely possessed by demonic spirits. They form an alliance with each other, an agreement to where it's an agreement that is unbelievable. It is a oneness about the Antichrist body and the body of Satan. How they agree with one another and they form this alliance to destroy Christianity, to destroy the family unit, to destroy a belief in God. They form this alliance. And we're seeing it as we sit here. Biden, Joe Biden, almost manifested it. Just being as poorly as he was, he almost manifested it because the people, the beast behind him, took over and almost manifested the manifestation of the beast, the Antichrist system, while we were living, while we were sitting here. And we see it now. He'll come back again, and he'll be successful. Here's a clue. For he that has wisdom, the seven heads represent seven hills on which the woman has sits. The seven hills, the seven countries, seven world ruling empires. From the beginning, Assyrian, the Egyptian, the Babylonian, the Grecian, Roman, and then finally the ten nations of the Antichrist represent the seven kings. Five have already fallen, still lives, and the last has not yet come, the last being the Antichrist body. And when he comes, he must remain only a short while. The beast that existed once but exists no longer is an eighth king, eighth kingdom. And we're watching it come up out of the sea and out of the people, and we're watching it come to fruition. And but really belongs to the seven heads and is headed for destruction. He's going to be destroyed, Battle of Armageddon, and finally cast into the lake of fire. The ten horns that you saw represents ten kings who have not yet been crowned. They will receive royal authority along with the beast for 1 hour. How is this going to take place? The beast, the beast of the Antichrist system. In 1 hour. What hour? These 10 nations seem to come together with agreement, and they are supernaturally endowed with satanic power in 1 hour. They're of one mind. You see this with the Democrat Party and the Antichrist Party. They are of one mind and will give their power and authority to the beast. The beast is a big organization of devils and demons that will be invited in to their bodies to make up the Antichrist body. And we're seeing it as we sit here and as we wait for God to take us out. And hopefully we're going to do more than just wait. They are of one mind and give their power and authority over the beast. They will fight with the Lamb. But the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings. And those with him are called, chosen, and faithful, the body of Christ. Then he said to me, the waters that you saw where the harlot lives represent large numbers of people. Did you see that? Did you get that? Think about it. The waters you saw where the harlot lives represent large numbers of peoples, nations, and tongues. The 10 horns that you saw and the beast will hate the harlot. They will leave her desolate and naked. They will eat her flesh and consume her with fire, for God has put it into their minds to carry out this purpose and to make them come. See, they're going to get good and sick and tired of Islamic religion, or Islamic. It's not a religion, political. It's a political movement. Islam is a political movement, and they're going to get a belly full of it. These devils that make up the Antichrist are going to get so sick and tired and of the Islamic takeover that they're going to turn on them in a minute. And they're going to turn against the great harlot, the great whore. For God has put it in their minds to carry out his purpose, to make them come to an agreement to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are accomplished. The woman whom you saw represents the great city that has sovereignty over the kings of the earth, the Babylonian system. And we're watching it all rise up. One day soon, it's going to rise again. And they will leave this great harlot, this whore religion, eat her flesh, consume her with fire. God put it into their minds to carry out his purpose and to give their kingdoms to the beast, until God has his way and destroys them all completely. This is how God works. He's using all of his, he's using his wisdom to destroy these people and to destroy Babylon and to destroy the great whore. He's using his wisdom. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And call us at 928-368-6766. Please just to say, hey, I'm listening. We'd love to hear from you. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study to show yourself approved to God.